BBC News for Gerry Smith. After his landslide win in Mexico's presidential election, Andrés Manuel López Obrador has pledged to bring about profound change. The left-winger said he wanted to ensure Mexicans did not have to migrate out of economic necessity. Mr. López Obrador is projected to have won over 53% of the vote. President Trump has used Twitter to congratulate Mr. López Obrador, saying he very much looks forward to working with him. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says Rohingya refugees from Myanmar have recounted unimaginable accounts of killing and rape. He was speaking during a visit to the camps in Bangladesh that house 700,000 Rohingya who fled across the border. The survival of Germany's coalition government is looking increasingly uncertain. Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold emergency talks today after the Interior Minister, Horst Seehofer, threatened to resign. Mr. Seehofer, who also leads Mrs. Merkel's coalition partner, says he'll quit within 3 days unless a tough approach to asylum seekers is adopted. A senior North Korean official is in China as speculation abounds that the two countries are expanding their cooperation. Last month, Beijing suggested relaxing some of the UN sanctions against Pyongyang. Interpol has issued a red notice for the arrest of the Indian billionaire diamond merchant Nirav Modi. He's accused of cheating India's Punjab National Bank of almost $2 billion. There are unconfirmed reports that he's seeking political asylum in Britain. Emperor Akihito of Japan has cancelled all engagements on doctors' advice. Doctors say he's suffering from cerebral anemia, a condition caused by insufficient blood flow to the brain. The 84-year-old monarch is due to relinquish the throne next April. BBC News.